episode 758, Direction for the Road Ahead.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, and rise and shine. It is time for you to get up, jump up and down, get that blood moving. If you're sitting at your desk, if you might just be kind of leisurely having an afternoon stroll, you know what? Get up. Because the direction for the road ahead is right before you. And oh, it's going to be an amazing chat today. For those of you who are brand new to this family, welcome. I am so excited that you're here. You know, I don't know how you stumbled upon our doorstep here, but you know what? It's no accident that any of you are listening right now. I am so honored of your presence. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions, defining the simple in your everyday. I wish life was so simple, right? I wish we had the GPS system that could point every turn that we were supposed to take. We could avoid all those wacky twists in our life. But you know what? The direction for the road ahead isn't always that simple. So have you thought about it recently? Have you had that chat with yourself? Maybe the internal conversation of how are you going to get to where you want to go in life? Some of us wait till we get to a certain age and we stumble upon that question like, gosh, I need to have meaning in my life. Where's my meaning in my life? Am I creating it or am I just kind of living through my responsibilities? The direction for the road ahead may seem at first glance a daunting task. That's why most of us, what? We just ignore that question. We go about our responsibilities. Oh, well, you know, this is what it is. I have 3 children now. I'm married. It's not the greatest marriage, but I'll get through and eventually the kids will be gone and then I can do what I want. Any of that sound familiar? Maybe those unraveling, those many twists and turns that thrust you into the unknowns. The health scares, the big C, car accidents, the unexpected bills. A life tragedy. However, the direction for the road ahead is far from being unknown to God. He has already prepared a way for you. Now that should give you hope today. No matter where you are, whether you're driving, whether you're stuck in traffic, whether you're working out and you're sweating to death, you go, girl. God has already prepared a way for you. So let's look back, though, to your way, your direction for the road ahead, because you know you got this, right? You do. You can utilize all your faculties and strengths to get you to where you want to go. You already have all the answers because you have prepared the way. You went to school, you got an education. You climbed the corporate ladder. You did what you needed to do to advance yourself, to get those accolades, those certifications, those next degrees. You may even have saved all your money that you need to. So you've got the bank account to back you up. You've traveled the world. You got this. You're in control. That sounds like a great path to me. You've got it all laid out. Well, I was once operating just like that. Now, don't misunderstand me here. I was truly operating under the premises of what I believed God wanted me to do. My understanding, and then of course I would sprinkle in the fulfilling of the expectations of what others saw for me. When people would say, oh, Christiane, you're so good at that. Or, oh my gosh, I can see you doing this, and oh, this would be awesome. Somehow then my life came together with what I saw surface level. Okay, ultimately it was surface level. Now, to me, I thought I was going a little bit deeper. But I was like, okay, this is what God wants. And then wait, but I have all these interests too. And everybody says I'm good at this, that, and the other. And that's how I'm going to do my life. As I went through life growing up, going to college, meeting the love of my life, having children, and not just one or two, but 5. Oh yeah, 5. Then moving. Moving became my middle name. That's all I ever knew. I mean, it was like I grew up moving. Literally, I was conceived moving. It was really kind of crazy, and it's always been a part of my life. Somehow, though, I endured all of it, all those twists and turns that came my way. And when the roadblocks did present themselves, somehow, well, I got through them. You know, the bewares, the do not enter, the flashing construction ahead, enter with caution, wear a hard hat. Oh, yeah, I sometimes didn't even put on the hard hat. I just blasted through all the signs. Because I was operating under my own strength, my own control, my own capacity, my own will. What I was missing was His direction, God's direction. And it wasn't bad that what I was doing, I mean, I wasn't like this horrible person. I wasn't that at all. But God was trying to lay out the direction for the road ahead. And He was placing up all these signs. I see them now looking back, 2020 hindsight. And if only I would have had just maybe taken those extra 10 minutes in my day to truly focus on what He wanted instead of me trying to create what I wanted. I was real good at creating my now. But see, what I look at where I am today, creating my now is involving Him 120% every step that I take. But that's not how I was living. It was of my own control, my own strength. What was missing? Well, you know what? He showed me. He put this major, huge, biggest roadblock in front of me, stripping me of everything I had worked for. Did you notice what I said? Everything I had worked for. This was really of my doing, what I controlled. It was my life's path, right? Oh, no. You see, on that fearful day that I never thought would come, when my husband said, I've fallen out of love, crushed me. It killed me. I can still remember the feeling of this outer body experience, like I was no longer alive. Yet I was still a young mother with very young children, almost ready to celebrate 17 years of marriage and to have your husband come in and say, I've fallen out of love, I'm done. That's a pretty big roadblock. That's a pretty big stopping point in your life. And you think you have got it all together, that your will take care of it. Well, the direction for the road ahead, oh yeah, I had no direction at that point. God was reminding me of His power. He said, I need you to make me the leader of your life. This is the path I want you to take. See, God is the direction for the road ahead. You got to understand that being one who grew up, I mean, I was conceived in the church. That's all I know in my life is ministry. And that can be good and bad. And I've seen good, bad, and ugly in the community of, quote unquote, the church. And I understand when people who don't or come from a different area, I get their feelings. I understand them, and I truly want to hear them out. And so if you're sitting here listening to this right now and you're saying, Christiane, I'm not all that religious. I guess I'm kind of a Christian. I don't know that I would call myself that. Or maybe you're saying, oh, no, I've always been 120% faithful. You too need to listen. You see, because I did think I had it all put together. And I thought I was doing it all God's way. I truly did. And I got to tell you, I lived a life that is beautiful in my past. I mean, it was. I've experienced amazing things. And I know God orchestrated every single turn. But you see, I was still in the driver's seat trying to control it. And so when I came across this sentence from Max Licato, it says this, Occupy yourself with the nature of God, not the size of your biceps. Now, you might be laughing a little bit because, you know, as a personal trainer, that kind of makes, it really does resonate with me, right? Because we're always working to be stronger, right? Mightier, more power. The more muscle we have, the better our health is. And that's technically a very good fact. Yes, it is. But when you're trying to operate your entire life with your own strength, you got another thing coming. Because it won't work. You have to stop preparing to live. And you have to start living God's way. The direction for the road ahead. He's the one who needs to be at the helm right now. He needs to be the one that's driving you. And maybe you're one of those who says, but Christiane, I am deep, man. I got this. Oh, I thought I was too, girl. I thought I was right there. And God said, Christiane, you need to listen to me. I want to take you even deeper. And I got to tell you, that scared the absolute bejeebers out of me. But he took me. And he changed me from the inside out. He revealed things that I knew about me, but I didn't even want to see or even talk about. It was like taboo. You know, just don't go down that road, because if you don't go down that road, then you don't have to own it. And God says, Christiane, you have to own this. If you want the direction for the road ahead, it starts right here. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Run with purpose in every step. And I was like, I was doing that. I would get up and I would be on purpose. And God said, you can be on more purpose, my purpose. I want your attention. Now, what we go on from here and how I'm going to break down this KISS, run with purpose in every step, it starts by knowing you. And these three steps are going to probably shake you a little bit. I know you've already fast forward in your mind. What is she going to say? I know what she's going to say. Oh, she's going to say this because I've listened to her so many times. Or maybe this is the first time you've heard my voice. I wholeheartedly believe that you are listening not just by accident. You're here what? On purpose. Run with purpose in every step. So these three things that we're going to talk about here, it's going to blow your mind. It blew my mind as I walked through this myself. The first one will really stop you in your tracks. Because as you run with purpose in every step by knowing you, you have to, number one, know your faults. Hold on, though, and confess them. You can't believe I just said that. Yes, I did. You're like, oh, but I know my faults. I got it down. Yeah, but did you read and listen to the last part and confess them? Because you see, what's happening here is we know our faults. And then we begin living our lives out through our faults. Because what? We haven't let them go. We haven't let go of the shame, the guilt that we carry because we forgot the last portion of it. Confess them. You see, until we do that, we don't have the freedom any longer. We're chained to the past. Even the past may not be that bad. I told you, I didn't come from like a really bad thing. I wasn't this alcoholic, drug seeker, crazy woman. No, I wasn't. But I had some anger issues. I had some perfection issues. I had some people pleaser issues. I had some, if you don't do it my way, then it's not going to get done right. There were a lot of issues that I carried. And I can't say that they're all gone permanently. Some I work on a daily basis. Some sneak in every once in a while because what? Life happens. So I wasn't this bad person. So if you're sitting here going, oh, I know my fault, I'm okay. Yeah, but did you confess them? You got to let them go. Because if not, every single step that you're taking in life, you are taking with that baggage. And do you know how hard that is to carry by yourself? That's what I'm talking about. It's time for you to let go of the baggage. Know your faults and confess them. Let them go. Get rid of that shame and that guilt. You run with purpose in every step. Number two, to know your strengths and give them. Give them to God. You see that control that we like to have? That control, that willpower, it only carries us so far. God has given us strengths for a reason. You have strengths that I don't have. That's awesome. That's why we make such a great team. It's not just a one-man band. It's a team effort. You have to know your strengths and give them. Because God gave them to you. But he wants you to give them back to him so he can utilize those. When we're trying to operate under our own strengths, that's our own control. We haven't given them to him at all. And that's when mistakes happen. And we miss the mark sometimes. And you're like, oh, but why? Why did that happen? I'm so good at this. And I had everything down in a, you know, all the ducks fit in a row. It was perfect. It was all lined up. And you still missed the mark. Know your strengths and give them to God. I know this is not a normal one, is it? But for Mindful Monday, I want to take you deeper. This isn't just these surface level foo-foo books that you're going to read on a shelf. You want a difference in your life. You want to be a change maker. You want to go out and say, hey, I'm in the game all the way. I don't know if your team won for the Super Bowl or not, or maybe you don't even care who won. But whose team are you playing on? You got to know your strengths and give them to God. And number three, run with purpose in every step. You must know your weaknesses and embrace them. A lot of us are real good at knowing our weaknesses, but we run from them. Did you know sometimes our weaknesses can be our greatest strengths? Because it allows God to work in us and through us. But you have to know your weaknesses and embrace them. Don't try to bury them. Burying doesn't do any good. You know, for us, we're really good at covering things up. What are you good at covering up? Good at burying? In your life's journey, we all want to kind of hide things, don't we? Because we want things to appear beautiful on the outside. We want that Cinderella fairy tale. Only God's going to give that to you. And you know what? When you think about it, even Cinderella had hardships. God doesn't promise that your life is going to be perfection and a castle and a fairy tale without hardships. The direction for the road ahead is not of your own strength, but in God's. Maybe you're sitting here going, oh my gosh, Christiane, this is like totally left field here. I didn't see this coming. Yeah, I know, me either. And when God ripped me to the core and he said, I will have this no more. You are my child. Oh, talk about discipline. Oh, he got my attention. I was all in then. I was like, okay, Lord, I surrender. And not the 97.825% of my life, but 101%. You have all of it. All of it. When I'm walking the dog outside, when I'm cooking breakfast, when I'm washing my hair with my favorite shampoo, when I am brushing my teeth, when I'm speaking to my husband, when I'm disciplining my children, when I'm talking to you right now. Lord, you have it all. That's when you begin to find the direction for the road ahead. Life begins to make critical shifts then. So maybe you're saying, I don't know, Christiane, where I am right now. I mean, I kind of know my faults, but confession, I don't know about confessing them. I haven't gone there. I don't know even what that looks like. Or I got my strengths down and weaknesses less than I even talk about weaknesses. My list is too long. It doesn't matter what it is. I am here for you. Click on the link. Take aim. I want to come beside you. I don't take this lightly. You came here not by accident. And you have to understand that I pray for you every day. So you've already been prayed for. If you'd like me to take your hand in your life's journey, I would love that opportunity. Click on the link, take aim. That will begin the conversation. It's free. It's a 20-minute time with me. It will begin the conversation. Hopefully helping you with this kiss, run with purpose in every step. So I ask you, how will you run with purpose in every step today? Will you run away from what you've done, hiding in the would-haves, the should-haves, the could-haves, the what-ifs of life? Or will you run towards a God who is ever willing to see your success, to smile at even your faults, embracing you because you matter? You were created for more, much more. You're created on purpose for a purpose. So run with purpose in every step, because one step leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.